T-Mobile. N0TR at home. Was a Tom any better?
I'd say quite a bit better, Rusty. I didn't hear the repeater kick back. We were just sitting there watching the weather. Looks like a big line of storms just to the west of us coming in with high winds. I don't know about severe or not.
It's wind is picking up already over here at my place. I'm running out to the Salvation Army. I got to drop some stuff off. I'm getting rid of some more things out of the house. And I got some items I'm going to take over there and let them reuse and make useful to somebody else. So I'm doing that, a couple of old appliances and a set of dishes, and just trying to get things done. Got my second coat of oil on my new countertop, so it's looking good now and drying pretty quick. So I'll actually be able to start using it later today.
Sounds good. What kind of Earl did they tell you to get, Lindsay?
Actually, it's a combination of several oils that's made for butcher block counters and things like that. It's made to put on there and protect it, and it says you don't need to put but one, but since it was a fresh one, I put two coats on it, one last night and one today. And it dries pretty fast, and since I'm not going to do any cutting on it or, you know, food prep on this thing, I'll sit there and eat maybe breakfast at breakfast time, but other than that, you know, I'm not going to sit there and cook on it and things like that. So anyway, and it gives me more room to store stuff that I need is countertop stuff that sits places, so. Anyhow, it's looking good, as they say.
You want to know what kind of countertop it is? Yeah, Maurice asked what kind of countertop it is, Rusty.
Butcher block top, made butcher block style, and got it at Lowe's and for about $260.
Nice stuff. They're proud of it. And what was the treatment you put on it?
It's just called butcher block treatment. They've got two things. They've got a sealer that you can put on it first, you know, a conditioner that you can put on it first, and then this is the oil you put on top of that if you want. If you're going to do cooking and things on it, you'll want to put the conditioner on it first, which it takes a couple, three coats of that to get it all done. And then you put a coat or two of the butcher block top coat thing, and it'll make it real nice.
Pretty wood. I got a top on my rollaway sort of like that. Well, that's good. You got that underway. We ran out to Aldi's this morning. That was about all we've done, just the one up here in Greer for two or three items. And come back and topped off the chicken feed and all and gathered eggs. I'm going to run back out here in a minute and check the older ones, see if they laid any more. The younger ones already laid six eggs, so they're well on the way.
You're getting good production of eggs out of all of your chickens, so you'll be able to supply yourself and all the neighborhood, too.
We took four dozen down to Amy day before yesterday. Man, some of those things were just massive. It's unbelievable what those new ones lay. But there's six of them, and they're laying six eggs a day.
Are these all brown eggs or regular white eggs or what?
Extra large, and some of them's extra, extra large. You can't even begin to shut the egg carton. A normal egg's 2 ounces. These are four, maybe two out of the six every time. I mean, you got to take a rubber band with you and put it around the egg carton, Rusty. The other ones just lay normal size eggs, but these here are really a dark brown egg. They're really good.
Okay, that's what I was wondering about, the dark brown, if there were the brown eggs or the regular white eggs. So, okay, sounds like it's good. And maybe I'll have to get over it one day and pick up some from you when I need it. Right now, somebody's already given me a dozen, so I've got plenty of eggs right now. And And I had me a couple of sausage patties and some scrambled eggs for breakfast this morning and coffee. So I think I had a good breakfast today.
Well, that makes two of us, Miss NZLTR. This is the first day I ate a normal breakfast, and I had a half a grapefruit and some French toast and an egg and a cup of coffee, and just tickled me to death. I've lost 5 pounds. That antiviral, it's working, but, you know, you don't clear it up all at once, but starting to get it off of my gums anyways. It's been really miserable.
I can imagine. W2T Mobile, I better do that. Just to keep all the proper folks happy about it. And well, I'm getting ready to pull up behind the building over here for the Salvation Army where I got to unload this stuff, and I will drop out for a few minutes, so I'll be back in a few. N0TR, W2T.
Okay, Rusty, have a good day. N0TR, clear.